Do you want to learn more about the legal nitty-gritty of land laws? Benefit from our programs at Witness Radio. We will teach you how you can protect your land from land grabbers. Are you a human rights activist? Do you want the voice of the voiceless to reach the authority responsible? Tune in to the People's Radio, Witness Radio. Listen to Witness Radio addressing land issues in your community on matters of land development that do not affect the people and the environment.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
A very good morning to you all, our dear listeners, from wherever you are tuned in from. Thank you very much for listening to Witness Radio, a station that connects local and indigenous communities across the globe. Kindly follow us on all our social media platforms like X, formerly Twitter, at Witness Radio, on Instagram at witnessradio.org, and Facebook at Witness Radio Uganda. In case you'd like to talk to us, please reach out on our WhatsApp, which is +256 745 965 765, or you can call us directly on +256 414 697 221. To listen to us live, please visit our website at www.witnessradio.org, or by visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. Let's have a song called Chinedum by Mase Chinwo. Don't touch the dial, a lot is coming up. Good morning.
want to tune into Witness Radio, go to Play Store on your phone, type Witness Radio. You will see the application, download it, and start listening to Witness Radio. You can also visit our website on www.witnessradio.org. Click live on your PC's right hand, then click the button in the middle. Then listen to Witness Radio and learn all issues about land and environmental protection.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
All right, welcome back from that short musical break. You are still listening to The Dawn, only here at Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities across the globe. You can catch us live on our website at www.witnessradio.org or by visiting Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. In today's program, we are looking at Lafieji community in Nigeria that is likely to face eviction to pave way for the Lagos-Calabar Coastal Highway. The Lafieji community is a coastal town in the southern region of Nigeria, located in Cross River State. This community, like many coastal areas, has a complex relationship with land ownership and use, particularly in the context of ongoing infrastructure projects. The Lagos-Calabar Coastal Highway is a significant proposed road project aimed at improving transportation and boosting economic activities along Nigeria's southern coastline. This highway, which is intended to connect Lagos in the west to Calabar in the east, passes through several communities, including Lafieji. The project is seen as a critical development initiative to facilitate trade, improve logistics, and promote tourism. However, according to recent developments, property owners and residents of Lafieji community in Etiosa local government, Lagos State, have again appealed to President Bola Tinubu to direct the Minister of Works, David Omahi, to revert the original gazetted alignment for the Lagos-Calabar Coastal Highway project. The 700-kilometer highway spanning 9 coastal states has been criticized by Lagos residents whose properties were marked for demolition, including the landmark beach in Victoria Island, Lagos. In May, owners of over 80 houses in Lafieji received demolition notices from the Federal Ministry of Works and the Lagos State Government, stating that their properties encroached on the designated alignment. However, the residents kicked against the notices, saying an alignment for the coastal road was established as far back as 2006, and they ensured that their properties did not encroach on the designated alignment, thereby avoiding potential conflicts with the planned coastal road construction. At a press conference on Tuesday, the 9th of September, the residents alleged that Mr. Omahi deviated from the original right of way to favor Ocean Bay Estates and other high-end properties, despite President Tinubu's instructions to revert the old alignment. Residents claim that Mr. Omahi's actions demonstrate nepotism, as he spared estates of owners with strong political connections while targeting their homes for demolition. Kayode Adefowope and Olanrewaju Ali Balogun, who are residents of Lafieji community, respectively speak out about the dispute.
They came with the excavator guy. The guy said he's a land grabber, that they've gotten allocation from federal government. And I asked him, where's the letter of allocation? Where is this no service of notice? Nothing. Okay, and you are not here for setback, that you want to clear the land up to over three kilometers from the coastal road into the community. Means it's no longer setback matter. And want to displace people. There are estates, Chevron Estate is here. Benevista Estate here, Victoria Crest Estate, many estate developed people are already there, and you want to clear it. So we stop, make call and pressing button, and then finally we're able to ask them to leave. The excavator guy move out of sight. And we now called the DSS director. We said we should come. We went there. He said that he did not send anybody to come and take land. They are here for security reasons. But your boy is working with the grand land grabber. I don't know, he denied that he doesn't know him.
We call on the state government. They say they are not aware We call on the high tech that are using the road, I mean, building the express road. They say, they are, no, Baleo, this one is not our side. And who are they? Okay, the Minister of Work, we call on him, say, Baba, we are not, no, it's not from their own end. How can we do this? That is why I say, okay. For them to be thinking that maybe we are inside bush and they don't have a documentation concerning the land that they acquire. So my boss, I have to go to the so-called DSS, that if they have any document concerning the land, they should come and show up today. And thank God, they come back and show their document. They have nothing to say again about it. But we are in Nigeria for independence for over 60-something years. Can we continue to be doing like this? Does it mean that if there's nobody around that can challenge them, so they just acquire someone's land like that? No, it's terrible. So government need to take something about it. And we need to fish out. They need to fish out who and who they are practicing this.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Let us get into a short commercial break with a song called Definitely by Ada Ehi. And when we come back, we shall be looking at the broader concerns surrounding this land conflict. Once again, good morning.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Welcome back from that short break. You are still listening to Witness Radio, connecting local and indigenous communities. However, do not forget to follow us on all our social media handles, including X, which was formerly Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, by simply typing in Witness Radio. We are still continuing with Lafiaji community in Nigeria that is on the verge of eviction to pave way for the Lagos-Calabar Coastal Highway. And here are some of the broader concerns surrounding this land conflict. First of all, displacement and loss of livelihood. Because the planned route of the Lagos-Calabar Coastal Highway cuts through several communities, including Lafiaji, which is a predominantly agricultural and fishing-based community. Many residents rely on their land for farming, fishing, and small-scale trade. The proposed highway would result in the acquisition of large tracts of these lands, leading to the displacement of many people who have lived on these lands for generations. This displacement threatens their traditional means of livelihood, particularly in a region where alternative employment opportunities are limited. Secondly, land ownership disputes. The issue of land ownership is often complex in rural Nigerian communities, especially when it involves traditional land tenure systems. In the case of Lafiaji, much of the land is communally owned and managed by local leaders or chiefs with no formal title deeds. This makes it difficult for residents to claim compensation or assert ownership when land is being acquired for large infrastructure projects. There have been reports of confusion and disagreement over who has the authority to speak on behalf of the community and negotiate compensation with the government or contractors. And then inadequate or delayed compensation. A significant point of contention is the lack of adequate compensation for those affected by the project. While the government and construction companies claim that compensation packages have been made available, many members of the Lafiaji community urge that these packages do not reflect the true value of their land or the losses they will incur. Furthermore, there have been complaints of delays in the payment processes, and some individuals claim they were excluded from receiving any compensation altogether. The environmental impact in Lafiaji, like other coastal communities, is home to delicate ecosystems, including mangroves, wetlands, and local water systems that sustain both wildlife and the human population. The construction of the highway poses a significant environmental risk, with potential damage to these fragile ecosystems. Coastal erosion, disruption to local water flows, and the destruction of wildlife habitats are some of the anticipated negative consequences. Local communities, including Lafiaji, have raised concerns about the lack of comprehensive environmental impact assessments before the commencement of the project. Cultural disruption. Where the Lafiaji community has a long history and deep connection to the land, which is tied to their culture, social structures, and way of life. Land is more than just a source of livelihood. It is a source of cultural identity and community cohesion. The construction of the highway threatens to sever these connections, potentially eroding traditional practices, values, and the social fabric of the community. Displacement and the loss of land also raise the risk of cultural alienation and a sense of disenfranchisement among residents, particularly the elders who hold knowledge of traditional land use and customs. And then one of the most significant grievances voiced by the Lafiaji community is the lack of consultation and stakeholder engagement during the planning phase of the project. Community leaders and activists urge that their voices were not adequately heard and that the project was pushed through without proper dialogue or consideration of local concerns. In some instances, there have been reports that local residents were unaware of the full scale of the project until construction began, which further exacerbated tensions. These land conflicts are not isolated to Lafieji alone, but reflect wider trends in Africa at large. While infrastructure development projects often lead to disputes over land rights and the balance. While the Lagos-Calabar Coastal Highway could bring significant benefits to Nigeria in terms of transportation efficiency and regional economic integration, these benefits are weighed against the risks of disenfranchising local communities, damaging the environment, and causing social upheaval.
Nawendia chikomando, nchimanyi mbunde chikomando na enzira wafe. Na yekatiba menye, nzira wafe. Nzira kusitriti! Nzira kusitriti! Ojitekera! Nzira kusitriti! Bangenda kumba!
Agenda batia ukutiji ingirida, ubaba chukola batia. Tetu ama, niyatuge ndo ukula banga kakande, hazene fairo. Hazene fairo. Babatu gamanto ya guze pitaka, kwa fe ya guze kwani. Hetaka yafe.
Witnessradio.org changes all of that.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices.
Witness Radio, uniting local voices in land and environmental justice struggle.
Amanya Zerugano Sorobati, Tuliba Sanifu, Ronaku Walero, Pevaza, Witness Radio, Rokuanti Ze, Wanseno Jetuli Jetuanga Lira, Jetsanga, Evisiwevi in Jawuru, Nene Jia. Okubanti no yongero kuli dizebirozo byaffe atenga sibi walero lokka kubange badde janta kera ngetukula ngekula program ze zenja ulo abantu bawulira amawulira agenja ulo nabasobola okubanga bayambibwa mu ngeri ezitalizimu okusingira ddala ku byobutonde bwensi butonde bwensi nawo tulabanti bukyuse kyuse embeera y'obudde ekyuse olw'ensonga y'emiti okubanti no kisaliddwa ama companies gasimbyewo ebintu ebyenjawulo ekalangala basimbyeyo ebinazi ewala basimbyeyo payini basimbyeyo biki naye nga basanyayo buki obutonde bwansi obwaffe bwe twasangibwa nabo.
Witness Radio.
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 Good morning and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
You have been a very good listener from where we started to now that we've come to the end of our show, The Dawn, here at Witness Radio. I implore you to do the same every weekday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. You can listen to us online at www.witnessradio.org or by visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. For any comments and interactions, do not hesitate to reach out to us on our WhatsApp at +256 745 965 765 or by directly calling us on +256 414 697 221. My name is Eunice. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio. Catch us live every Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Don't miss. See you next time.